You guys good for like 10 minutes?
That doesn't matter. All right, yeah. And we're done here. Adequate notice is being has provided in accordance with the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Act by notice being posted at the Municipal Building 33 Washington Street, Toms River, being filed with the Municipal Clerk and being transmitted to the Asbury Park Press, Star Ledger, and to all persons who have requested copies in accordance with the statute. Roll call.
Commissioner Tatella.
Here.
Commissioner Minkler.
Here.
Commissioner Roman.
Here.
Commissioner Sears here.
Crone is working on his way. All right, I need a motion to go into closed session.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right. Right back.
You guys stay here. We got to go now.
Any matters falling within the attorney-client prohibition, the extent that confidentiality is required in order to support the attorney to exercise his or her ethics duties. Tonight, you have one item to consider in executive session for which you've already received a motion, and that is personnel and an applicant.
Crone's here now.
And oh, yeah. If you can mark on the record, Commissioner Crone's here.
And
I hear it. So we did roll call. All right, I need a motion to approve the regular minutes from February 4th, 2026.
I'll make that motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Report of committees. Commissioner Crone, communications.
Progress. Looks like Mr. LaFalse received a commendation, and I just want to, as a board, congratulate him on that, and maybe we can come up with something small for him.
Yeah, so I have, and CJ has received parts, or dropped the parts off for the traffic signals, the
Opticon
system, so.
Can I add to your reports for you, gentlemen?
Go ahead.
Today, off and on, since about 5 o'clock this morning until probably about maybe an hour ago, there seems like there's some sort of interference going on with the radios, where dispatchers couldn't hear, and then they could hear, and then I think maybe we need to send a message to CJ. I don't know if it's time for them to come and look at the towers and everything again.
Robbie will notify him, he said.
Yep.
Look at my notes, it'll be on my email tomorrow.
Well, ready? Bureau, Commissioner Sears.
The only thing I know is everything is going just fine, progress.
No issues. Fire Academy, Commissioner Minkler.
Progress.
Commissioner Crowe? Oh, sorry.
No, they have classes running and everything's going. So, Fire One, Fires. Safety officer.
Quickly add to that, they posted a bunch of classes today, so making forward movements.
All right. Insurance, Commissioner Sears?
We have one very minor ding with one piece of apparatus. District Chief's coordinating with the safety officers to do our investigation as we do with all that we're aware of. Other than that, progress.
Commissioner Tatella.
I know Monica is working diligently with the insurance agencies to work on lowering the cost of health insurance if they can. But she's been keeping us abreast of what's going on.
All right. Police and Emergency Management. Commissioner Crowe?
I have black Tahoes with blue stripes on them now.
Nice.
They look like Lakewood Police cars. I don't. Yep. It looks like a Lakewood Police car with a Tom Dirt patch on it.
With a Tom, yeah. And I have nothing. All right. Legislation, Commissioner Minkler?
Nothing new.
Commissioner Crowe?
The only thing to add is that act that they had for the PTSD. There's another bill going in to add volunteers to that because it was just career originally.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Township Council and Mayor, Commissioner Tatella.
Well, we almost lost town hall, but you guys got there too fast. I'm sorry. Other than that, we had nothing going on.
I think you had a fire there?
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, I'd like a fire this afternoon. Yeah.
Portable heater plugged in.
What was it, plugged into the water leak?
Yep,
right into the puddle.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Was that close to somebody's office? All right, I have nothing. Vehicle repair, new apparatus. Commissioner Sears?
To the best of my knowledge, company owns working on their ladder plans, and the DC has been working with Company 2's chief with 2641 replacement.
you have a meeting soon.
Yes, I'm sorry, Monday the 23rd, 6 p.m. Sorry, thank you.
That should be interesting. Get your plans.
Chiefs Association. Commissioner Tatella?
I have nothing in this time.
I don't know when the next meeting is for the Joint Chiefs.
That I don't have to do. You know what? I do. I'll come back if you want.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right. Attorney's report.
Nothing. Thank you. Nothing to report. Chair?
Yes, sir.
March 9th.
March 9th?
At Ocean Beach.
So it's 3-9.
1900?
7 o'clock.
Motion to accept resignations, removals, and rolls. From the rolls.
Kenneth Piscopo, Company 2. Michael Leduc, Company 2. And Colby Deneen, Company... I'm sorry, Michael's Company 4, and then Colby's Company 4 also. Make a motion with regrets.
Motion?
I'll make a motion. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right. Applications for membership?
None.
Unfinished business?
None.
New business? Tentative replacement chief vehicles, L1.
Who is this submitted by? Just curious.
District Chief.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Thank you. It says District 1 Chiefs, that's why I didn't... Didn't say District.
It was in the email today, yeah. So my question to this is, when we started this chief's vehicle and assistant chief's vehicle plan, it was to never purchase a brand new vehicle for the assistant chief. And I see three times on here the assistant chiefs have brand new, four times the assistant chiefs have brand new vehicles being purchased for them. When I started this project last year sometime, working with trying to get assistant chief vehicles and moving everything down, the plan was to initially just get assistant chief's vehicles, which we did a couple years back. Beyond that, it was to try to start moving down chief's vehicles to make them work until we can get a five-year plan. That five-year plan would have been starting with 2,600, 2,700, and then now 2,800, 2,500. So currently 2,500 is expected to get a 2025 replacing, which would due to be replaced after that in 2030 after 5 years. 2,510 would get the old 2,500, which is a 2019. And then after that, in 2030, would get the 2025 2,500. 2,600, currently 2024, due to be replaced in technically 2029, but I would shoot for a year earlier or two, just to get on that five-year plan. 2,610 being the old 1,100, which is a 2015 Tahoe, and then would get the 2,600 vehicle once replaced in 2028, 2029. The reason we put 2610 there was because it's the shortest time period for that vehicle to be there. So that truck's only expected to be with that station for about 2 years, give or take. 2700 has the Chevy pickup, 2024. 2710 was offered the old 2800, but chose to keep the pickup truck that they currently have. They did not want that truck because of going on the beach. 2800 getting a 25 Tahoe, which would be replaced in 2030. Also, technically, if you go by the five-year plan, 2810, then the old 910, obviously, because it's got to be in service the longest, to be not replaced for another 5 years, give or take. The old 910 would either get sold once replaced with the 2025 2800 in 2030, or stay as a spare chief's truck until 1100 comes in 2031. And then 1100 getting replaced this year would then become the spare chief's truck after 5 years. If you wanted to, you could change it around and replace 2600 in 2027, which we have the money to do now. So if we just hold off in 26, replace it in 27, that starts our five-year cycle. And then 2700 and 28, 2800 and 29, 2500 and 2030, and 1100 and 31. And then every year after that, 31, you just buy a new truck and they're on a five-year plan. That would, and then I know in yours you said it for a Tahoe for everybody. I know Ocean Beach, that's the reason
Tahoe doesn't work.
They don't want a Tahoe. They want to stick with a pickup truck because of going on the beach. So, which I understand, I respect, and I just think that just makes more sense to, for that company specifically, to keep that that vehicle just because of the service they provide on the beach. And then after all of this goes by the wayside, the old 2810, which two options, we could just sell it, or depending on the delivery of the new 2500, we could move it over to 2510, because it has an MDC in it, it has a command box, and it has, you know, a Knox system and everything. So it would be more functional for him for a temporary time, and then we would just sell the old 2510 immediately and sell that once the new.
Can I ask you, what are you reading from? Because I don't have an L.
Oh, this is the paper that I typed up myself.
Oh, because I'm trying to understand and read, but there's nothing on in our file.
Here, I can pass them down to you.
Can I elaborate on what I put together?
Yep.
So the reason I put the vehicle numbers in is the whole point of it was.
Maybe.
Just send me.
Yep.
Need one more?
Yeah, give it to me later.
So the whole point of putting the number next to the unit is you got to know what you're replacing. Where you put the new vehicle you get is up to you for that company. You know, what it's so it lays it out, you know, what vehicle's got to go what year. So if it says 26, it doesn't mean he's getting a new one. It means you're going to give that new one, the 2600, roll down his vehicle down. It's just a placeholder so you know what unit's got to go. That's all that was. You know what I'm saying? That's why I put
it. Well, you just put it there, that's the truck.
Yeah, whoever you give it to at that company is up to you. And the reason I put the Tahoes for standard was the beach, right? 45, 44, they all have Tahoes. And they all work perfectly fine on the beach. So that was just my thought on that. Again, totally up to the board. I just laid something out. Obviously,
well, you could keep the standard purchase and just put an asterisk next to Ocean Beach.
When
Ocean Beach is up,
pickup.
Yeah, when Ocean Beach is up for a truck, it's.
That was why I put those numbers there.
The so those numbers. Am I looking at the right one? This one, the little thing back here.
It should be it.
That one.
There should be another sheet, right?
This one.
This one right here.
No, this one. This one.
Yeah, you got that right.
This one.
Yeah. Okay.
That one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So does that jive with you?
That's all that was.
So we can all be on the same page?
The old 2700.
Chevy pickup.
It's a Ford F-250. That's their system.
They got a Chevy.
It's got a new, brand new diesel.
The 1500 is the equivalent of the Tahoe.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem was when he needed the clearance, and he needed something a little heavier.
He's got to pull the
The stuff onto the beach. So we went for the 2500, and to go along with what Chief Sears just said, yes, 44 and 45 do have Tahoes. They don't pull anything onto the beach with theirs. They have separate vehicles.
Don't we have a brand new water truck on the at 27?
Yes, 27. He can only tow one jet ski at a time, so. Drew's been pulling the second one, and the truck's been pulling the first one. That water truck, especially like last year when they had multiple people in the water all at the same time.
Different locations.
Well, we could work that out.
The
only thing on mine
is exactly.
Get out there,
I mean, my numbers are a little different separation than him, but I don't see us buying a Chiefs truck in 2026. I would wait until 2027.
Can we do that? The capital question was approved last year for the purchase coming up in 3 weeks.
I think
you have to do it.
I know.
What are you asking?
A Chiefs car was approved last February to be purchased in basically 3 weeks.
Yep.
We have to encumber that capital approval question this year, right? You can't extend that, right?
You could wait until December 31st.
Capital could be extended.
I think it's already encumbered.
Yes.
Right.
You said
not buy one
it.
This year.
You don't lose it.
So you could do it in 27?
We can buy it in 27.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then if you go with that, starting with 26,
then you don't have to ask the public for permission. It was already
so I knew everything. Right. I thought it expired.
No.
And Chairman, the only reason why I was saying delaying it, right, the only way to consider is no matter what we do at 2710 and 2610, they have the oldest cars, right? Their cars are 13 years old. If you hand down the old 1100 car, it's already 11 years old now. So
and
these
thing
cars are 13, 14
How many miles
old.
Are on it?
75,000.
So that truck will last another 30,000 miles.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. I'm just saying it's, you know, you're getting into
the
double-digit age.
But once this round, goes through, then we're going to be on a five-year plan after the next round's bought.
This is a temporary, this is just a temporary hold until
so we're just buying, we're going to delay 1 year of buying a Chiefs truck.
So are you good with, unless you got to switch
the
something there?
The downside is that your truck ain't.
So exactly what I proposed here.
We don't trade them in.
This year. $2,700, $2,800, $2,900, $2,930. Because that's the order they came in.
Mike, what do you get for that?
Yes. $2,600 and $2,700 came in the same day.
How much?
But we would just keep them because this one get used the least, obviously.
Okay.
And then
how do we translate it?
Like to make it right here.
Yeah.
And then we could adopt them and just change,
and
just
then,
swap that.
And then literally after that, you would just start back at $2,600, $2,700, $2,800. So in 2027, if you start with 26, and then you go to 1,100, so it goes 26, 27, 28, 25, 1,100, and then everything's on a five-year plan.
Yeah, you're close now, right? Because your Chiefs are already.
We're very close.
They're pretty new.
That's, we just need to get
two new
this.
Ones coming in 3 months, or three new ones.
Yeah, three new ones coming.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying.
So you hold off this year, we hold off to next year to purchase the Chiefs truck.
We want to just talk about this right now.
You want to talk about it right now?
This apparatus plan.
That's what we're, yeah.
So you're good with that?
As long as we start on 27, not on 26.
If you want to hold off,
start
going to be
in 2027.
I was going to say, we can hold off until next meeting to
I don't think we need a committee.
Yeah.
No, every volunteer fire service's biggest downfall is a committee. So I think we can discuss it right now. Attorney, with all due respect, we're going to talk about it right now. We're not going to talk about it in committee because the volunteer fire service destroys committees, and all they do is have a committee for a committee for a committee. So we can solve it right now, and we're going to move on.
I agree. We'll just get it done now.
So in 2027, we will replace 2,600, 2028, 2,700, 2029, 2,800, mm-hmm. 2031, or 2030, it should be. We missed one. 2030 would be 2,500, and then 2030. Well, I'm missing one here. Hold. Yeah, 2031 would be 1,100.
Yes.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then, after that, all goes through.
Okay.
You move everything down to the assistant chief, the current chief's truck.
Oh yeah.
And everybody's within 5 years.
And then 1,100 becomes the spare chief's truck.
And your lettering helps a lot.
It's universal. We don't have to change symbols. We don't have to change numbers. It's just truck goes to truck. CJ hits a button, reprograms the radio, the ID, and you're done.
You're done.
So then the only thing we have to do is next February.
We have to add another one.
We have to add for two vehicles to be purchased.
Or you won't
get
caught up. Exactly.
Correct.
On the question.
Mm-hmm.
Next February.
Correct.
Two vehicles. Because we'll already have the encumbered money for the one.
Correct.
And then we'll have to ask to buy two next February.
And we won't need the Bureau vehicle. So
correct.
Good
correct.
Swap
you
want to
put that up?
I think it's, so I'll make a motion.
He's going to read it.
Starting in 2027, we move to replace the unit 2600 with the money that we have now, pending the approval of the budget on Saturday. In 2028, we replace 2700. 2029, unit 2800. 2030, unit 2500. And the only reason 2500 is at the back is because that's the last truck to be produced.
Yep.
So, and then 1100 would be in 2031. Following that, every 5 years, we replace the trucks just in that order, and they're only 5 years old, and they go to the assistant chief for 5 years.
Good. Yes. I agree.
The current 1100 goes to 2610 for 2 years, if that.
Perfect. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then for the upfitting, if I may add, we're seeing a lot of delays, right? You get the car, they can put the lights in right away, but the command box takes a quarter of a year.
Mm-hmm. It's 11 weeks right now.
As the upfit quotes come in, you'd be put in there that day. Whoever provides it, they have to know that the command box is going to be bringing it back.
So what I was going to recommend is,
instead of waiting for, it's sitting on a lot for months.
For the command boxes, we could potentially introduce that into our operating budget and just order a command box.
Yes, stay ahead of it.
When we order the truck, we order the box.
Yep.
And
so
by the time they're in, if we're ordering white ones, it'll be easier.
But if we're going every 5 years, can't we pull a box?
It depends on the model, honestly.
GM will change the frickin' top.
So right now, I answered my own question.
Next.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, we're good with that.
Yep.
Good. All right, question two, discussion on surplus equipment.
Sell it.
That these are in here, right?
Yeah. So
Sell it.
Absolutely.
I'll give you $5 for it.
Put it all on cuff deals. That's where we got rid of
I don't think anything here is worth trying to sell to any fire company, so I would put it on GovDeal, see who wants it.
And you did an inventory, so we know what it is already.
It's all here. I'll make the motion on L2, for all of our spare inventory to be put on Gov bids.
Do we want to sell it as a pallet of one item or two pallets, or do we want to try to sell it individually?
I'd say throw it on a pallet. It's all miscellaneous stuff.
Miscellaneous.
Yep. I'll amend my motion to bulk sale per pallet for the L2 inventory items.
Make another pallet and whatever it is. Okay. Get rid of it.
And I'd like to add to that that the minimum accepted bid for pallets will be determined by once we see what's on them.
Yeah.
Because you got to give a price, right? Isn't that what GovDeals that we get as a minimum
opening bid or a minimum bid?
Yeah.
I'll give you five.
Yep.
Okay.
Once we see it, then we can put a price to it.
We have a motion from Sarah, second.
Is that including the old gear?
That's everything.
Yeah,
hang on. Oh, is the old gear on here?
Chief, is that including all the gear that was just replaced?
That is not in that.
We didn't get to the gear yet? No? Okay.
Talk about that next month.
Okay.
I told every chief to leave the gear they collect and leave it in a spot in the fires and don't touch it.
My motion.
You had the hand of Robbie,
I seconded it.
Robbie second.
You're a dreamer.
Roll call.
All favor. All right. I need a motion with a second to sell it on GovDeal.
We did.
Yep, just,
we just need a.
I have a question. Would that not be a resolution to dispose of product of property?
Attorney, should that be a
just selling it?
On GovDeal.
Yeah.
I think you're right. We'll do a resolution by title.
Yeah, it's a resolution by title.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now you need a roll call.
Now we need a roll call. Correct. Yes.
Well, that's you, Rob.
Yep. Commissioner Minkler?
Yes.
Commissioner Tatella?
Absolutely.
Mr. Sears?
Yes.
Mr. Crone, yes. And Chairman Roman?
Yes.
Chairman Dan, yes, we will.
Okay. All right. Bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Offset. One of us.
Yep. Anybody want to second?
I second.
I'll second.
All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Bills are paid. All right. Any participation from the public? Seeing none. We're off to go into private executive session. We're done.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.